Okay, let's talk rat infestations. We do talk rats from time to time on the show, but it's usually from a sort of a conservation perspective. But I've come across an Auckland man, Owen Stobart, who knows a lot about rats himself, and he's there on the ground dealing with this problem, particularly in the urban environment. And he got in touch with me and let me know that in one particular central Auckland suburb right now, you'll see big sewer rats out and about, brazenly crawling and eating and sometimes mating in broad daylight. The pest controller who has spotted this infestation is Owen Stobart. Hi, Owen.
Hey, Jesse. How you going, buddy?
Good. Nice to talk to you. I know something is serious when you, who deals with pests on a day-to-day basis, says, wow, that's unusual.
Yeah, you don't get them very often, but sometimes when they crank up and get going, that's the one thing the rats are really good at doing, is making lots more rats and making lots of rats quickly.
What suburb are we talking about?
Pardon me?
What suburb are we talking about?
Central. I'll just say central, but I'll say it's not too far from where you're placed, which could be a coincidence that you're constantly finding these types of rats in your efforts.
I happen to know that there's a large northwestern motorway in between my place and where you've spotted these things. Are you being coy because you don't want property prices to go down in this particular suburb?
Well, I just don't want, we'll just call it Central Auckland. We'll just say that we don't want to embarrass any. It's to do with some businesses that are in the area, and we don't want to obviously sort of point the finger too much at the businesses without knowing exactly what's going on.
Yep, I understand. Yep. Tell me what you've seen, Owen.
Well, as a classic example, when you get a big infestation of any type of rodents, you have to have a food source. And so what we're seeing is the food source from a business which is generating lots and lots of rats, and their sewer rats are quite gregarious and overt. They're happy to sort of engage with members of the public. They don't run away and hide as much. So they're quite obvious to see, and there's a lot of them.
Like how many are we talking, like 5 or 10?
Well, to give an example, I just stood next to the driveway and stayed quiet, and I observed 30 in about sort of 5 minutes.
Okay.
And I could hear them screeching and fighting underground, so there was more underground. And generally, you're probably only seeing the tip of the iceberg, so there's a lot there, probably hundreds.
Hundreds of rats.
Yep. And it's to do with an issue of food, managing the food source.
Yeah.
They can only become a problem like this when there's essentially lots of food on offer for the rats.
Where will they be, these hundreds of rats? Like, where will they be living?
Yeah, so the sewer rat lives in burrows, which typically is under the ground. So in this case, there's a retaining wall, and they're all running under the retaining wall, which will mean that under the retaining wall will be burrows, and the burrows go sort of deep in the ground. And I could actually hear them fighting inside the burrows. There were so many of them that in this situation, that because the numbers were so high, you can sort of get a feel for the situation and where they are.
How does it compare to other infestations you've come across as a pest controller?
Yeah, well, typically I'm an urban pest controller, and typically people hear a bump in the night or a screech and a scratch in the ceiling, and that's a different rat. That's the roof rat, and that rat's doing anything it can to avoid humans. It's very shy, and there'll be, I don't know, less than 10, maybe more than 2, and that's a fairly small problem that's essentially sorted out quite quickly.
Yeah.
But this is a situation where a business has probably a food business has essentially not been managing their waste correctly, you've essentially got an unlimited food source and you've got very, very high numbers.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
I have seen one other situation like this before, which again involved a food disposal removal service in Auckland where it had been let to get out of control, but that's been resolved now, but the numbers are even higher. It's only becomes a problem where there's an issue with food.
What is the solution with this one that you've come across?
Well, the first thing to do is to manage the food source if you can, and that might mean more frequent clearing of the food that they're utilising, or possibly changing their access to it. And then, of course, you've got a series of controls which can be used to rapidly, as quickly as one day or more averagely over 2 weeks, to basically reduce their population right down to nothing.
Poison?
So there's different types. There are poisons. There's SnapTap controls, and in New York, they're using dry ice or solid CO2. So what they do is where the burrows are contained and the burrows are below the ground, they'll fill the burrows with dry ice, which then becomes CO2, and then just very quickly and very quietly and completely humanely puts the rats to sleep, and that's the end of the problem.
Interesting.
But it's only for certain circumstances. If the burrows go up the retaining wall and they're above the ground, you can't use it. It has to, the CO2 has to settle in the burrows under the ground.
I know that you're quite an enthusiast for new technology. You keep up to date with what's happening around the world. Are you keen to give this dry ice thing a go at some point?
I've used it once already and it works really well. They're using it extensively in New York, and actually Auckland Zoo has been using it for a number of years. In fact, Auckland Zoo was using it before they got onto it in New York. So those guys in Auckland Zoo are really onto it. And the reason they use dry ice for their, if they have rodents in the area, is they don't want to risk any poison with their, obviously, their prestigious animals they have in the zoo.
Okay. You've got a bit of a problem with this one, and in general, right, because whose problem is it? Who's going to pay for it? Who's creating the problem? That could all be different people.
Yeah, so in this situation, I'm not engaged with the owner of the property or the business, and that would need to be made with them to get permission to actually start work. And it does border on to a council facility as well, so it's not clear exactly whose issue it is at the moment, but that needs to be diagnosed or sort of investigated further.
That one you found a few years ago, which I think you said was the biggest infestation you've ever seen, did you end up dealing with that?
No, I didn't deal with it. It was sorted out. That bordered on three large different corporations, and there was some dispute as to whose problem it was, because in that situation they were feeding off one business and living on another business's area. And so the dispute sort of ran on, and I think in the end they did an in-house thing and resolved it themselves.
How many rats do you reckon were in that infestation?
Well, so what we did is we did an assessment of the burrows, and so we counted the burrows and estimated how many rats on average. So a low estimate would have been 5,000 and a large estimate would have been 10,000. I mean, it was a substantial one. To give you an idea, we had a guy called Ken, the local sales rep for Bell Labs, who sells the biggest maker of rodenticides in the world. He came and had a look. And he sort of turned around and looked at me when he was sort of, his mouth was sort of open and sort of flabbergasted, and said, "Can I take some photographs, please?" And I said, "Knock yourself out, Ken, go ahead." He sent the photographs back to America, and the guys in America said, of all the rat infestations they've seen, from India to Pakistan to anywhere in the world that you think's terrible, this was the worst one they'd ever seen in the world. And it was here in Auckland. But it's gone now, which is good.
You didn't say which part of Auckland that was, did you?
Probably shouldn't on national radio. We'll just say somewhere in Auckland.
Yeah. I mean, north, south, east or west?
We'll call that one out somewhere out west.
Okay. I just think, you know, sometimes if I trap a rat at home, I will weigh the thing, if it's a particularly big one, Owen. And it'll be, you know, somewhere around the 500-gram mark. So I was just thinking, you know, if there were 10,000 rats in that burrow, that's like 5 tons of rats.
Yeah, it was substantial. I mean, that's why Ken's mouth sort of dropped open in absolute amazement. It was quite a glorious thing or terrible thing to behold, whichever way you look at it.
I mean, I trap rats, Owen, but I still get a bit of a chill if I see one in the flesh. Is there any part of you that's still kind of squeamish about this sort of thing?
Not really. No, I'm just sort of used to it, to be honest. I mean,
so when you go looking around this infestation, this current infestation in the central Auckland suburb, if you go and check out the burrow, there's no part of you that's like hesitating, feeling anxious, nervous about it?
No, not for me. I mean, I grew up working on farms where there were sort of rats on farms, so it's not a big deal for me. Mm-hmm. But I do know a lot of people do feel like that, and a lot of people are very phobic, which is understandable, and that's a natural natural response from someone's body to warn them that there's danger from possible pathogens or disease from the rats. So it's okay to be scared of rats, and it's just your body telling you there's some danger there.
You ever get bitten by a rat?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't. I don't do a lot of live capture. I do mostly sort of control programs, whether it be whatever type of control I'm using. And normally I might see them occasionally. So a normal pest control, I won't see a rat on a rat job that often. So that's why this is a little bit unusual.
Is there any of the pests that you deal with that you dread the most?
Well, I think that respect's a better word. If you've got a big angry German wasp nest, you've got to give them a little bit of respect, because I think 1,000 wasp stings, and it's enough to kill an adult human being. So you have to make sure that you've always got a plan B, that if things don't go well, you can get out.
Yeah. What's going to happen here? You're not sure, but it's probably the sooner the better, right?
I'm sorry. It really depends on where the problem is seen to be.
You inhaled a wasp, mate.
It really depends on who's responsible.
Did you actually? Because a pest controller inhaling a fly on national radio would be pretty ironic.
I'm just saying that for comedic value.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Otherwise,
we would have had to send in a second pest controller.
So it depends on where the issue is situated. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And if it's close to a border, it may actually be rise to a dispute. That's why I'm a little bit cautious about giving you too many details.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Yep.
How long does it take for a baby rat to grow up and have another baby rat?
It's only a matter of weeks. Around about the 4-week period.
Right.
But it can be longer and shorter, and they live in the wild for about a year, but in a home, a pet rat can live for 3 years. So.
Thanks for alerting us. Listeners will be horrified to hear we've got a photo. We didn't put up the one that you sent us of the two rats mating, but we have got one of a rat stretching to full size and apparently eating out of a bin. These are big rats, eh?
If you do have a look, you'll see a great range of sizes, because there's juveniles, teenagers, young adults, and then the larger adults. But yeah, some of them are quite big, like the size of a small dog, for example. this sort of thing you normally see in New York. You don't normally see it in New Zealand.
What sort of size? What could you quantify for us? How heavy or how long or?
Well, so, you know, a small dog, like a large sewer rat, I think the maximum that's ever been recorded is 800 grams. But I think what you were saying is about 400 grams is probably about average for a large one. So, and you know, they would be, for example, longer than your foot. If you put your foot next to them, the big adults.
Okay, that'll probably do it. Thank you. Nice to talk to you.
I hope I didn't freak you guys out too much.
No, I loved it. Owen Stobart, Aces Pest Control, eh? And Owen will keep us up to date with this infestation.
Sure.
I know where it is.
Cool.
But if Owen doesn't want to tell you what suburb it is, I'm not going to help him. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, he'll know best.